It is very heartfelt that we're all gathered here today to witness your first initiation under this most exalted of Vaishnavas who wanders the earth, making us all come closer to Krishna. I'll turn it over to Maharaj to conduct the initiation ceremony. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Just a personal word, I'm also so much charmed or encouraged really by the example of our Vaisheshika Prabhu, who's known all over our movement for his very important contribution to Srila Prabhupada's heart desire, that is to distribute the transcendental books of His Divine Grace. At a time when this heart's desire was a little bit not so much given attention maybe in the movement for various reasons, Vaisheshika Prabhu just filled the gap and in a way contributed to the growth of our movement, because we can do so many things in ISKCON, but we always need to be mindful of Srila Prabhupada's desire to spread Krishna consciousness through his translations of the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the multifarious other books. So I feel genuinely happy, I feel honored, humbled, regarding Amit, I almost said the name. We have to bite our tongue. Oh, tongue, listen to me. Don't tell the name before it's the time. Our Amit has also won my stone-like, not stone-like, my hesitant heart. And his family, I mean, Rasheshwari Leela and Nimai and Nitai, it is such a wonderful family. So it is with great happiness that finally after a difficult journey, let us say, I'm fully convinced that this is the right moment now to bestow the sacred initiation to Amit, and therefore the official recognition and connection with our Sampradaya. And I did not know, but Krishna seems to be behind it, that this particular date of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur has happened to be the date. And it's really a Krishna miracle. I think whenever we see the unseen hands of Krishna's arrangement in life, then we have no doubt that everything is correct, everything is good. Yes, so I will hand over now the official part of the ceremony to our Srivas Pandit Prabhu. We had a little orientation telephone call and we are all on one page. I would like all of you who are participating and witnessing this ceremony to do so actively. That is, you might remember your own first initiation and the type of determination and enthusiasm you felt at that time. It might be something that renews your enthusiasm if it is necessary to be renewed. And also, if you are witnessing such a ceremony for the first time, or you, in other words, if you're not initiated, you can meditate upon the meaning of the ceremony and derive great inspiration from it for your life. Whoever you are, there's one thing you need to give today, and that is your blessings. Whoever, young, old, enthusiastic, or let us say well-established, or devotee, whoever you are, blessings are required. So without further words at this stage, I will speak a little later, we will request Srivas Pandit to guide us through the different steps of this ceremony. Would you require a microphone? Would that, oh, you have there. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Lord Narsingadeva ki jai, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. So the first step is that we'll do the purification rites. So Prabhu, if you can just repeat after me, this is way to kind of purify internally and externally. So please repeat after me.
Om
Apavitra
Apavitra
Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Sarvavastham
Sarvavastham
Gatopiva
Gatopiva
Yasmare
Yasmare
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Savahya
Savahya
Abhyantara
Abhyantara
Suchihi
Suchihi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu.
So you take a sip of water in the Namah Tantra here and say Om Keshavaya Namah.
Om Keshavaya Namah.
Om Narayana Namah.
Om Narayana Namah.
And then third sip.
Drink it, the whole body becomes energized and brought to another level. Isn't that a beautiful detail? No? So you purposefully speak it right into the palm and here, and then Govinda.
We do it two more times, the same thing. Om
Apavitra
Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Sarvavastham
Sarvavastham
Gatopiva
Gatopiva
Yasmaret
Yasmaret
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Sabhaya
Sabhaya
Abhyantara
Abhyantara
Suchihi
Suchihi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Last time. Om Apavitra
Apavitra
Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Sarvavastham
Sarvavastham
Gatopiva
Gatopiva
Yasmaret
Yasmaret
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Savahya
Savahya
Abhyantara
Abhyantara
Suchihi
Suchihi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya
Namaha. So the purificatory process is done. We'll do the Brahma Samhita prayers, but because of the lack of time, we will not complete all the verses, but we'll do a few verses. Then Maharaj will give call upon Amit Prabhu and give the name, and also he will give the talk and the significance. And then we'll have a fire sacrifice for about 20 minutes. Hopefully we should be done by 5. That's the goal.
So Brahma Samhita.
So Brahma Samhita, we can, if that is something, we can just do one verse, and then we can then start with as well. All right. Then we'll do the very first verse, all of us together.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anayani Govinda Sarva Karana Haranam
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the extensive and long lineage of great acharyas, our sacred sampradaya, I'm happy to perform this initiation ceremony in the holy name. I would like to give a few ideas or philosophical points that will help both Amit and hopefully also it will be inspiring for the rest of you. Now, knowing the not so long lasting memory of everyone, it would be good if someone records it. Is it done? It's on the system. Good, so that Amit can hear it later when he's not as nervous as now. Yes, human reality is also there. There is a beautiful verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas which explains the meaning of this, of initiation in general. This verse is quoted in reference to the second initiation, the mantra, Gayatri Mantra initiation, but it refers also or relates also to the Harinam Diksha. I will read it to you in the English language. It is talking about the power of initiation. Huh? As bell metal, when mixed with a certain alchemical process, can be transformed into gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a dvija, a twice-born brahmana, simply by the process of initiation. We were yesterday looking at this verse in a class at Mukaravinda Prabhu's place. But we will look again today at this verse. It makes a very, very interesting point. That is, by the power of a process, the process of initiation, something can turn from one state of being into another. Here the example is given of bell metal, this is an alloyed or mixed
metal which can turn into a pure metal which is totally different, gold. So yes, we are, I think, in one mind that to do this a certain process is required. Yesterday I mentioned that this process is maybe not what at first glance initiation seems to be to us. At first glance, when we look at the initiation, at an initiation, we see a yagya, a fire, we see a priest who conducts a ceremony, and then the initiate who will give some vows and receive his beads and a name. That is how, on first glance, initiation is. But I think you all will agree to me, if this would be the only factor in initiation, then we would be justified to develop a doubt. Is that all which is necessary? We would have to ask to turn a conditioned soul into a good Vaishnava. It's just, you need to sit down, there needs to be a fire, some mantras, a promise which we are not sure if it is, if the person can keep it every day or throughout the rest of his life, and then he is on the path of liberation. You are right when you voice this doubt. There is much more which we can only see on second glance. No? First glance, this is what we see, a fire, a priest, an initiate, and some mantras, some promises, and so on. On second glance, we see that behind this is a very elaborate process that, and please pay special attention now, requires a willing cooperation between the one who gives the initiation and the one who is initiated. In other words, initiation is the start of a journey of cooperation between the guru and the disciple. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written a wonderful article, which I always like to call to memory on this day, where he details what we cannot see at first glance. In this article, he explains the active principle in the initiation, which requires, as mentioned earlier, two, the guru and the disciple. He says that there are five ingredients which are there in a Vaishnava initiation. It is Urdhva Pundra, this is the Tilak sign. Tilak sign is telling that this is a path now that leads upwards. Just like when you draw the tilak, you start from the root of the nose and then you go upward. So the person who gets initiated commits to this path which goes upward and which has Hari in the center. You know, between the two lines here, they represent the walls of a mandir, a temple. There's Radha and Krishna, and there's also the Tulsi leaf here. So it's a, in short, it's a process, an ancient method, an ancient path, which the person is initiated in. And this path will require of the candidate four active involvements or engagements. The first is tapa. He will have to refrain from material life. This is done by observing the four rules and regulations which are promised at the time of initiation. Then he Nama, he will commit to chanting the holy name, and he will also get a holy name. The surprise is coming very soon. Later he will get a mantra, the Gayatri mantras, 7 mantras in all. Sannyasis get an 8th mantra. And finally, yagya, which can refer to what will go on, what Shiva's Pandit will do in a few minutes, but it can also mean worshipping the deities. So these, you can see, the candidate is initiated in a certain process which has inherent power or potency to awaken Krishna consciousness in the heart of the practitioner. And this process he commits to has therefore the required strength of which the Hari Bhakti Vilas speaks here. It can turn iron into gold, or a normal person into an extraordinary Vaishnava. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made a very nice extra point here, which I feel is necessary to be mentioned here. He spoke of the willing cooperation between guru and disciple, which is a lifelong activity. The disciple gives his very best, and the guru is there guiding the disciple continuously. In our modern day situation, where we don't have small ashrams in the midst of the forest and one guru and his disciples are all around him, these instructions are given through his vani, you know, his lectures, his books, and dare I say it in modern language, his podcasts, and all these outputs which the guru does. It's very important as a disciple for all of us disciples to be in tune with these instructions which are either spoken or written down in books. If we stop being in contact with this, it gets dangerous. You will see why it gets dangerous if you consider the analogy which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses to illustrate this willing cooperation. He says the disciple goes on one, this is one track, and the guru's instructions are another track. So the efforts of the disciple are one track, the guru's instructions are another track. I hope I have the English correct. You know, you have railway, huh? There are two tracks, do I say it correctly? Yes, two tracks. Imagine a railway where one track has been removed. I mean, in America, this was done by, I think, Jesse James or these famous robbers, you know, maybe not. I don't remember there. If there is one track not there, how will the train go? Not possible. So the guru and the disciple need to understand that this is a willing cooperation where the disciple gives his best effort and the guru is there to guide with vani, with instructions. And then the progress of the disciple can go very swiftly and very easily. We as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we know this. We are active in his divine grace's service because we feel we have the energy of his instructions. We read his books, we listen to what he said and to specific scenarios in life, and we derive great, great happiness from this. And I remember once when I was, after I had been very ill, I had been released from the surgery after a very difficult surgical intervention which had gone wrong. I needed to go a second time to correct the mistakes that were done in the first time, and it was questionable if I would survive this. So I needed to take some time off to just rest in the mountains of the Balkans. I had a team of devotees there, and I would walk every day because the surgery had been done on one of the legs to get back in shape. And I would listen to Prabhupada's lectures. And I remember that one time was really forcing myself to walk with sticks because I remember I was walking through the fog, and then I hear His Divine Grace's message to me: "What do you do for eternity?" I said, "At the moment, I'm just doing something for the body, I guess." Let me replay it again. So Prabhupada spoke, and then he came to this one sentence: "What do you do for eternity?" Wow, that's deep. I thought, let me replay it. And I heard it maybe 5 times. And after this, I walked with strength because I had heard from my spiritual master. Yet, from another perspective, that I'm not the body, I'm an eternal soul, and I have the chance in this short human form of life to do something for my eternal life, chant and, you know, various things. Yes, the words of the spiritual master bear a mysterious strength that helps us to awaken from the material slumber and move forward with strength. Therefore, the willing cooperation is required. I will end here request our Amit to come forward to give his sacred initiation vows and to receive his beads and the name. So let me... I don't want anything between me and Amit, not even a wooden table. So, good. Amit, what are the 4 rules and regulations that you will keep?
Give Guru Maharaj in front of the Lordship, in front of the Lord, excuse me, of the Mother Nirvana, and all the senior disciples of Prabhupada, my family, my wife, my kids, my parents, and all the assembly. Question was, I promise to follow the 4 regulatory principles, that is no meat eating, no excess, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Wonderful.
Additionally, I also promise to do minimum 16 rounds every day, and then also do daily reading of Bhagavatam every day for the rest of my life.
Oh, I was to read the Bhagavatam?
Yes, I do the reading of Bhagavatam every day for the rest of my life.
Wonderful. Wonderful, this is very... Hare Krishna. So here are these beads which have been infused with the kripa of your local deities, Radha Madan Mohan. Your good name is Amrit Hari. Yes, you can also say Amrita Hari or Amrit. I guess we say things short. It means Lord Hari, who gives immortal pleasure, Amrita, to his devotees. of course, you are the servant of that Lord Hari, who just let us think about this, who gives eternal pleasures, or Amrita, to his devotees. So Amrita Hari. Amrita Hari. Amrita. No, we say we are mindful of Sanskrit. So Amrita Hari. Like this. Amrita Hari. Yes. Not Amrit is a lazy version. Amrita Hari. Huh? Short A. Amrita Hari. Yes.
Amrita Hari Das Prabhu Ki.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Do you like the name Vaisheshika Prabhu? It's very nice, no? Amrita Hari. It flows in the mouth also and in the heart. Amrita Hari. Please take your good seat now.